This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The British government is asking a healthcare regulatory agency to assess some issues that have arisen with testing for AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The health secretary for the UK is asking regulators to determine if the potential COVID vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University should be authorized for use because the highest success rates in their findings resulted from a dosing error. The vaccine was reported to be 90% effective when volunteers received a half dose and then a full dose, which was the mistake, and less effective with two full doses. The British government's ordered 100 million units of the vaccine, but some scientists are expressing concerns about gaps in the testing reporting. AstraZeneca plans to conduct a new global clinical trial, but says that shouldn't delay regulatory approval, at least not in Europe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said Friday has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. The state also has zero active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from hospital this week, a far cry from August when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in one day and active infections totaled nearly 8,000. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine. The South American country has the second highest number of coronavirus deaths in the world. Bolsonaro has played down the series.